Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screening baby sticky seats with 50.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from a hotel room in Austin, Texas on Friday, December 7th. To Ocean's 12. Last night I did a Benson movie interruption show at the Alamo Draft House Ritz here in Austin. We watched my favorite Christmas movie, the title of which was kept a secret until right before the screening. A great thing about the Alamo Draft House is that they throw people out of the theater for talking or texting, and yet they do Master Pancake shows and now Benson movie interruption shows where there's people in the audience with microphones talking, and we didn't get thrown out. And now, starting on January 3rd, they won't let anyone into the Alamo Draft House after the movie has begun. You gotta love that. Anyway, I'll play the audio from the opening of last night's show at the end of this mini boner ep. Miami! Fort Lauderdale! Come on! I'm doing shows in your towns, and it might be my last appearance in the area for a while because tickets are not selling. I'm not sure why. I've had some pretty good shows at the improv comedy clubs in those cities. Maybe it's the holidays, maybe it's the odd dates and times, 420 on Saturday, December 15th in Miami, and Monday at 8 o'clock on the 17th in Fort Lauderdale. Maybe no one in that part of the country listens to podcasts, so why am I whining about it on my podcast? It's not going to do any good. But go to douglowsmovies.com for deets and dates. If you want to come see me and Graham Elwood in an intimate setting with a small crowd. Oh, and one more thing. A new ep of Dining with Doug and Karen is available now for your listening pleasure with guests Ali Wong and the Ween Truck. Yeah, check it out. We interview a truck. And as always, people who show up late to the Alamo Draft House after January 3rd are a shithead.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. How's it going? That is a hardcore rule that they're starting on January 3rd. If you show up late, you don't get in at all. So that seat's not getting in, that seat's not getting in, that row over there. Traffic was a bitch getting here tonight, right? Yeah, so I guess that won't be enough of an excuse. We're at the Alamo Draft House Ritz. This is my first time doing a movie interruption here. Thank you so much for coming. I'm fighting that traffic. and the Mopac or whatever, whatever way you took to get here. I'm sorry that it sucks, but everything else about this town is fucking awesome, and I'm so excited to be here. I got shows tomorrow here. If you guys are coming to those, we'll see you again tomorrow night. And tonight, we kept it a secret in the advertisements on the website, the Alamo Drafthouse website. It just said that we were going to be showing my favorite Christmas movie, and it turns out, and I hope you're excited, not disappointed, that my favorite Christmas movie is called Die Hard.
I thought you'd be all right with that. There's just people going, oh, I hope it's not Miracle on 34th Street. Especially the John Hughes version. I cannot abide. And as I always do out in Los Angeles and anywhere else that I have a movie interruption, I invited some comedy friends of mine to join me. So please give a big warm welcome to Eric Crew, Cameron Buchholz, and Charlie Hans, everybody. Individually to test the mics and make sure we got good levels and whatnot. Charlie, is yours got enough reach there? Are you okay? Okay, so that's you're going to just make bird noises through the entire film? That would be unsettling. There's no birds in Nakatomi Plaza. Only death. Charlie Hodge from, what's the name of your podcast again?
The Hodgecast.
That's right, it is. I knew you'd know it. And what's your experience been with Die Hard? How many times do you think you've seen it over the course of your life?
It's over 20.
Yeah, right? Like,
yeah, the number of times I've eaten black licorice is less than the number of times I've seen Die Hard.
Okay, well, there's no reason to bring race into it, but...
stupid black licorice.
Have you ever had grapevines? I fucking love grapevines.
Is that...
It's red vines, but they're great. Seriously, seek it out, dude.
How come red is just a color and grape is a flavor?
We don't have time for that philosophical discussion right now. We're about to watch Die Hard. Eric Krug is here, everybody. Eric is a favorite local comedian. And how many times have you seen Die Hard?
It's easily my favorite film. When I was 10 years old, I watched it pretty much every day.
10 years old? That's,
not even joking.
Yeah, so that explains a lot.
Yeah, no, my parents did not keep an eye on me at all.
They did not give a shit.
They did not give a shit about my upbringing. My whole family and I watched Basic Instinct one time when I was a kid. And it was just happened by accident. It was the most uncomfortable evening we ever talked about it again.
I wouldn't let, if I had a child, and I won't, but if I did, they'd have to be 14, 15 years old before I'd let them see Bruce Willis with his shirt off. Yeah. Not to mention his bloody feet. And Cameron Buchholz is here, everybody. And he is... We became friendly in Oklahoma City.
Indeed.
Yeah, and then you relocated to Austin, so I talk to you more now.
Yeah. Strangely enough, you come to Austin more than Oklahoma City.
I know. Isn't that weird? I don't know why.
Crazy.
They're both amazing party towns.
Absolutely.
And what's your history with Die Hard? Are you a...
I've probably seen it like half a dozen times, but I think I've only... I know, right?
Get out.
And I think I've only seen it once, not edited for TV.
Oh.
Like, it's not like I grew up just watching it on TNT.
Yippee-yi-yo! Yippee-ki-yay, mother farmer! Whatever they say. Yeah. Isn't something ridiculous?
Yeah, unlike Crew, my parents cared about me, so I could only see the...
I know, it's a sight.
The TV version.
Well, that's the great thing about TV versions of things, is that they leave in all the violence and just take out swear words.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What if we learned, really? And there's ladies' tits at one point that get removed.
They probably take out the cocaine, too.
You'll get to see them again. Probably not. The guy's not a valuable character to see when you're cocaine. It's probably, it's good drug.
Or Bruce Willis would be there to take it out.
Yeah, they take it out if the hero was doing it right before jumping off the side of the building. That's how he got the idea. Did a few rails and then tied himself up to the fire hose and jumped off.
It seemed like a great idea.
That's, yeah, we've all done that. We've all been there.
Sure we have.
You're giving away most of the movie, right?
Who here, that's a great, thank you for bringing that up, podcast. How many people here have never seen Die Hard? Applaud if you've never seen it. Alright, you were in for a goddamn treat. Holy shit, first of all, you're assholes. But I love that you get to experience it right now with me. So without any further ado,
can I give one of those people a partial sheet of the best local podcast stickers?
Sure you can. You want to pass it back, or just because she's never seen it before? Come on over. Were those all girls that clapped? Clap if you're a dude that's never seen Die Hard. I don't know how you got your dude license. I don't know why you can call yourself a man, but congratulations. And we're finally getting it done. I feel like this feels like a bar mitzvah now. Some people are going to become men tonight. Women included. All right, so let's do it. Thank you to Alamo Draft House, the Ritz location, for letting me do this. And thank you for letting me record this pre-portion of the show that I'll slap on a podcast episode. Came in at about 7 minutes and 15 seconds. And now let's enjoy the best Christmas movie of all time, Die, no comma, Hard.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.